Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and shared commitments to peace and progress. India strongly condemns Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that killed civilians, including women and children. Iran and US set to resume their nuclear talks in Geneva on the 26th of this month. Protests erupt in Mexico after drug cartel leader El Mencho killed in military operation. Action thriller One Battle After Another dominates 79th BAFTA Awards in London by winning 6 titles, including Best Film. And in Winter Olympics, United States wins gold in men's ice hockey for the first time in 46 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and a shared commitment to peace and progress. In response to a social media post by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Modi said he agrees with him about the strong bond between India and Israel, as well as the diverse nature of bilateral relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to discussions between the two sides during his upcoming visit to Israel. Earlier, in a social media post, the Israeli Prime Minister said the bond between Israel and India is a powerful alliance between two global leaders. From AI to regional cooperation, the partnership between the two nations continues to reach new heights, he added. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the recently concluded India AI Impact Summit held in New Delhi. Sharing a Sanskrit Subhashitam on social media today, the Prime Minister said that the historic summit witnessed widespread global appreciation for India's capabilities. He noted that it reflects how the forward-looking mindset of India's youth in the field of technology can greatly benefit humanity. The AI Impact Summit 2026 concluded with the adoption of the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. India has strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramzan. In response to a media query in this regard, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson, Randhir Jaiswal, said it is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal failures. He reiterated India's support for Afghanistan's sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence. In Nepal, ahead of the 5th of next month elections, political parties across the spectrum have released their manifestos and intensified their campaigns, launching increasingly aggressive and competitive outreach efforts. Major parties including the Nepali Congress, the Communist Party of Nepal, Unified Marxist-Leninist, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Nepal Communist Party are mobilizing leaders, cadres and supporters at unprecedented levels to win voter confidence. Iran and the US are set to resume their nuclear talks in Geneva on the 26th of this month as tensions between the two countries continue to escalate over Tehran's nuclear program. More from our correspondent.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is expected to face United States Special Envoy Steve Witkoff across the table and has said that there's a good chance of reaching a diplomatic resolution. Tehran, however, has made it clear that it will discuss only the nuclear program, firmly ruling out any talks on its missile arsenal or regional proxies. The two sides met twice before, first in Oman and then in Geneva on February 17th, where they agreed on broad guiding principles for a potential deal. The central dispute remains uranium enrichment. Washington insists Iran must not retain the capacity to build a nuclear weapon, while Tehran says that enrichment is its sovereign right. All of this is playing out as United States maintain its largest military presence in the West Asian region in years, with President Trump warning that military options remain on the table if diplomacy falls short. The nuclear talks are set to happen against a backdrop of renewed unrest inside Iran, where university students took to the campus in Tehran and other cities over the weekend, marking the first major rallies since a deadly crackdown in January. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In the United States, a powerful winter storm barreled into the U.S. Northeast, triggering travel bans, shutting schools, and grounding thousands of flights as heavy snow and strong winds lashed major cities from Washington to Boston. The National Weather Service has issued warning of heavy snow and dangerous blizzard conditions that could make travel nearly impossible. Mayor Zohran Mamdani said that the New York City has not faced a storm of this scale in the last decade. He advised New Yorkers to avoid all non-essential travel. City schools will be closed today. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The Mexican army killed the leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel, Nemesis Ruben Osemvera Cervantes, known as El Mencho, yesterday, decapitating what had become Mexico's most powerful cartel. We have a report.
The statement from the Defense Department said that during the military operation, troops came under fire and killed four people at the location. Three more people, including El Mencho, were wounded and later died. Two others were arrested and armored vehicles, rocket launchers and other arms were seized. Three members of the armed forces were wounded and are receiving medical treatment. The U.S. Embassy in Mexico said that the operation was carried out by Mexican special forces within the framework of bilateral cooperation, with U.S. authorities providing complementary intelligence. Meanwhile, tensions continue to prevail across Mexico after the military operation. Embassy of India in Mexico has issued an advisory for Indian nationals there. The advisory says that there are ongoing security operations and related road blockages and criminal activity in Jalisco, Tamaulipas, areas of Michoacán, Guerrero and Nuevo León states. The Indian nationals have been advised to shelter in place until further notice, minimize unnecessary movements outside and monitor local media for updates. Renu Kataria for World News.
The action thriller, One Battle After Another, dominated the 79th British Academy Film Awards, popularly known as the BAFTAs, winning six awards, including Best Film. Paul Thomas Anderson was named Best Director for One Battle After Another. He also won awards for Best Adapted Screenplay and Best Cinematography and dedicated his directing honour to late producer and assistant director Adam Sumner. Jessie Buckley was named Best Actress for Hamlet, while Robert Arameo won Best Actor for the British indie film I Swear. Indian film Boong won the prestigious BAFTA Award for Best Children's and Family Film. Boong is a Manipuri film starring Gugun Kipgen and Bala Hijam that beat international competition from other nominees Lilo and Stitch, Arco and Zootropolis 2. North Korea's ruling Workers' Party re-elected leader Kim Jong-un as General Secretary on the fourth day of its party Congress meeting yesterday. In a report, it credited Kim for raising the prestige of the country, creating an international environment favorable to its revolutionary struggle, and strengthening the country's military into an elite and powerful army. The United States won the men's Olympic high hockey gold medal for the first time in 46 years, defeating Canada 2-1 in overtime at the 2026 Winter Olympics in Milan Cortina. Jack Hughes scored the decisive goal just 1:41 into overtime as the Americans withstood relentless pressure from Canada. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and shared commitment to peace and progress. India strongly condemns Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that killed civilians, including women and children. Iran and US set to resume their nuclear talks in Geneva on the 26th of this month. Protests erupt in Mexico after drug cartel leader El Mencho killed in military operation. Action thriller One Battle After Another dominates 79th BAFTA Awards in London by winning six titles, including Best Film. And in Winter Olympics, United States wins gold in men's ice hockey for the first time in 46 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.